What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, Biblical and Reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And like I do every week, I love to start the show by thanking the listeners. This is a special episode. We're actually live at G3 Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. And thank you to everyone that stopped by the booth, man, and talked about the bar and let people know about the bar. And we're super grateful. And like I do every week, I bring in awesome guests. This brother I discovered through one of my favorite podcasts, man. And as soon as I heard him talk, I was like, yep, that is my guy, man. I have on today none other than my brother, Delano, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Bro, listen, as soon as I heard you, I was like, yeah, I got to get this guy. Like, for real, man. So, no, man, I really admire what you do there. And we're going to talk about some of that, man. But I always love to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself.
Sure.
Share whatever you want to share about yourself, personal, professional. You got the floor to do that right here.
Okay. Appreciate that. So, again, thank you for having me on the podcast. My name is Delano Squires. Currently a contributor with the Blaze Media, specifically on the Fearless with Jason Whitlock podcast. So I write twice a week for the Blaze, and I appear on the podcast twice a week. And you know, I'm just glad to be here. Grew up in New York City. You know, went to college in Pittsburgh, studied engineering as a discipline. I've been in DC for about close to 15 years. I went back, once I moved to DC, I went back to school, got a master's in public policy. And, you know, been married for 9 years.
Nice.
My wife and I have three lovely children, a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, an 18-month-old. We recently started homeschooling them.
Okay.
So that's been fun as well. So, you know, we're just trying to be faithful to our call. Recently joined a local church in right outside the DC area, and we've been loving it so far. So
awesome.
I mean, we really love our life. We love what God is doing in our life.
Right.
And for me, just continuing to stay faithful to God and His word, and God has opened up opportunities that I could have never imagined. So I actually started writing publicly about 10 years ago.
Okay.
First for a site called Black and Married with Kids, which is a site that was created to provide more positive images, you know, of Black marriage and families.
Mm.
And I did that for a while. I was actually single when I started writing for them.
Wow.
And I met my wife at one of their events.
Oh, wow.
So the couple that started it, they did a number of documentaries, and I met my wife at the third one. We happened to sit on the same row. I offered her some of my gummy worms. We exchanged numbers.
Oh,
that was March of 2011. I proposed December of 2011. We got married the next year. So, so from Black and Married with Kids, I started to write with The Root, which some people may be familiar with. And from The Root, I also started, I did some work with The Griot.
Mm.
Which are sites dedicated primarily to an African-American audience,
right,
talking about culture and politics, that type of thing.
Right.
And then from there, I started my own blog, which was called Truth No Chaser.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for a couple of years. And once I shut that down, I got an opportunity to write for The Federalist. And that's how a lot of people started to come to see and learn about my work.
Mm-hmm.
And then from The Federalist, you know, Jason Whitlock sort of took notice of some of my writing.
Right.
And brought me on, and I've been working with The Blaze ever since.
That is beautiful, man. So I'm going to rewind back.
Okay.
Because, you know, the gummy worms got me, because that's one of my wife's favorite snacks. So I'm like, I'm a little nervous, like, you know, can't let the wrong person give you one gummy worms, man. Like, that's so fire, though. I love that. So I guess, have you always had like a love for writing? Is that something you always had? Because I covet that ability, because I am not a writer. But is that something that you just always had, or something you developed?
It's something that I developed. Honestly, I think my strength is the thinking.
Okay.
It's being able to look at a situation and assess it analytically,
mm-hmm.
and think about issues, regardless of how big or small, with a clear mind. And now, as I've grown in my faith, from a biblical worldview.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's the key. The writing came later. Again, gotcha. I studied as an engineer.
Right, right.
So I never took classes in English composition or literature. It's just being able to articulate myself clearly,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Certainly has helped propel me. And then as I worked on my craft, like it is with anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You get better when you see how other people do things. You pick up tips and tricks here and there. And then I just, you know, continue to work at it. And thankfully, I feel like, you know, God has been rewarding my efforts. But it's not something I did, you know, growing up. I wasn't even a huge reader, to tell you the truth.
Wow. You're giving me hope. I hope you know this. You're giving me hope.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where, you know, I'm thankful for my trajectory.
Right.
Because I can honestly say, this is God's work.
Mm.
If I had all the credentials,
right.
If I had the pedigree, if I had the background,
mm-hmm.
it would be
mm-hmm.
a lot easier for me to say, no, this is all me.
Mm.
But when a guy who, as I said, studied to be an engineer,
mm-hmm.
ends up, you know, writing columns for The Blaze, somebody else is going to get the glory.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So
I respect that so much, man. Like I said, you're giving me hope. Because that's all, you know, people are like, when are you going to write a blog? Like, people are asking me to write blogs. Like, I get inboxes, I get emails.
Yeah.
You need to write a blog. We'll pay you. Just write it.
Yeah.
I tried one time, and I submitted it in. It was to a friend. It was for Reformation 21.
Okay.
It was so bad, he turned it into a question and answer interview. He rewrote the whole thing and just turned it into a question. And I
feel you.
God, dude, that was terrible. Like, he didn't even, I guess I didn't give him enough to work with. But anyway, bro, that gives me some hope, man. And definitely, you know, I've been able to recently, you know, read some of your pieces,
mm-hmm.
and again, goes back to the thoughtfulness and all of that. So let's even dive into that, man.
Sure,
as far
sure.
as being thoughtful and just being clear and thinking and analyzing, is that something that is just natural to you as well, or did you inherit that? Is that like you get it from your pops, or what do you think?
I do think that part has come more naturally.
Sure.
I grew up in a family, you know, my parents been married 40 years. I was raised in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my best friends, all their dads are in their lives. All their parents been married for, mm-hmm. you know, close mm-hmm. to 40 years. So I grew up having serious conversations mm-hmm. with older people and questioning things, mm-hmm. debating them, you know, putting forth my own perspective. Probably since I was about 10 or 11 years
old. Nice. That makes sense.
So that ability to reason with people, even who are older than me.
Right.
I've been working on that for a long time. And as I said, I tend to be a very analytical person, which is why the writing I do now is perfect for me.
Right.
If you ask me to write a nonfiction book, right, I'm no James Baldwin. I'm no Toni Morrison.
Right.
I'm no Longfellow.
Right, right.
Right?
I got you.
But what I can do, I can look at an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I can break it down.
Mm-hmm.
I can say these are the things that, you know, are cause for concern.
Right.
And this is how I think people should look at this issue and perhaps respond.
That's awesome.
So that's the part that, you know, has really been helpful, because we're at a time where, particularly with the advent of social media,
right,
so many things are coming at us at one time. And it's sure. almost like trying to you know, drink from a geyser, right?
Always, yep.
And people start to feel overwhelmed. And I think sometimes it's good to step back, pull back, and bring some clarity to some of these issues, particularly for Christians.
Right, right.
As we, you know, try to work through these issues, as we see the culture changing so rapidly
sure.
underneath our feet,
yeah.
it's good to be able to talk about these things from a biblical worldview and perspective.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And that makes sense. Just knowing those conversations you had and mm-hmm. being in that, it just helps you think clearly. And then, you know, one thing we talked about was worldview and biblical mm-hmm, worldview. Mm-hmm. And I told you the first time I ever heard the term worldview was from Virgil.
Right.
And it's funny because I was like super hyped thinking I'm exposing him to somebody. Yo, he's he was like, bro, he's a fan of the show.
Oh, yeah, Just for Thinking. Sure. For sure.
You know, so how did you discover Just Thinking? I'm curious.
That's a good. Honestly, I can't even remember.
Really?
I'm not sure if I heard. Saw someone else I was following recommend it.
Sure.
I'm also a big fan of Truth and Fire.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She go to your church. I remember that.
Correct. So, you know, I may have seen it, you know, on something that she tweeted or posted about.
That makes sense.
But once I came across it and I started to listen to Virgil and Daryl and their ability, again, to look at issues in the culture.
Yep.
And to assess them biblically. I mean, I just started to grow and mature in my faith. And it's funny, one time I was putting up a house outside for my kids, you know, playhouse
yeah.
in the back. And, you know, I'm somewhat handy. I mean,
right,
I'm no Tim the Tool guy, but I can hold my own.
Right.
So it said that this thing should take maybe 3 to 5 hours. I was out there more like 10.
Right.
And all I was doing, I was power listening to Just Thinking.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I was just working through episode after episode.
Right. Wow.
And just having, you know, such sort of rich mm-hmm. biblical theology being poured into you. And seeing, and the thing I love about the show most is that Virgil and Daryl are not just saying, this is what I think, this is what I feel, mm-mm. you should believe me.
Mm-mm.
They're assessing these issues biblically, and they're doing it by reading, you know, primary source material
mm-hmm.
from the people that they're talking about. So those people can't come back and say, no, you mischaracterized me,
right.
because they're reading their words. And I just love that approach. And I think I see them as craftsmen
mm-hmm.
who are dedicated, you know, just like a carpenter or a mason or
right.
a plumber. I mean, these guys are dedicated to their craft. And I got a lot of respect for that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And, you know, today here, everybody's like, oh, you're the guy behind the show. You're the guy, you know, and that's so humbling, man. But it's almost like a Phil Jackson, man. Like, you know, you got Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what?
Makes your job a little easier.
Make your job real easy, man. So that's super fire, bro. So I guess before we go to the break, man, mm-hmm. Talk about some things that you, I guess, aspire to or see maybe in the horizon, man. Jason Whitlock gave you like a huge shout out on I think it was a couple Fridays ago. He
yeah.
was like, we got to do more with Delano. We got to utilize, you know, he's the smartest man in here. You know, and I love Fearless. That's like one of my favorite podcasts. But so what are some things you got on the horizon, man, before we take a quick commercial break?
That's a good question. Honestly, I tend to be a type of person that focuses in on where I am now.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same.
Oftentimes it's hard for me to project out, you know, yeah. you know, 5-10 years in advance. But what I would say is this. I love doing the show with Jason Whitlock. I would like to eventually be able to debate some of these issues with people who hold sway in the culture.
Mm.
Right? So again, I love Fearless. I love what the Blaze is doing. But I want to be able to reach the folks who listen to The Breakfast Club.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Because part of what I'm doing, obviously, again, I always try to look at these issues from a biblical perspective. But I also live in a country, right?
Right.
That that is formed or was formed and still exists in a particular context.
Mm-hmm.
So as a black man, I also want to be able to speak to the people who I live around, the people mm-hmm. who I went to school with. And I know that a lot of them are not listening to the Blaze.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to go where they are.
Right.
Because part of what I would like to do, honestly, is sort of shift the discourse, the political discourse in the black community.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it doesn't move the Overton window in terms of the ideas that are deemed acceptable.
Right.
If we could crack that joint open a little mm-hmm, bit and mm-hmm. let some air in.
I love that.
I think that would do everyone, you know, a lot of good. So that's what I'd like to do. You know, okay. reach more people, different venues and platforms, and be able to engage in dialogue with folks who may not agree with me.
Yeah, we just gotta get you on there with Charlemagne the Guy. I call him Charlemagne the Guy. He is not no God.
Exactly. I like that.
All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode is brought to you by Compelled Podcast. I'm its host, Paul Hastings, and we use gripping, immersive storytelling to celebrate the powerful ways God is transforming Christians around the world. This season, listen to Catherine, who at age 15 was sentenced to 8 years in prison for grand theft auto, larceny, arson, and more. But when she escaped state custody and started hitchhiking across the nation, she was picked up by a country pastor who would share a message with her that would transform her life. Jim was deployed to the Middle East as part of a Navy SEAL team in 2005. Partway during their deployment, his team suffered devastating losses in the mountains of Afghanistan. As Jim grappled with crippling grief, he clung to the one who offered any glimmer of hope. Hormoz once shouted death to America in the streets of Tehran. But after doubts crept into his heart about Islam and his wife found the Lord, he was forced to reckon with what he really believed. Listen to these stories and more by searching for Compelled on your favorite podcast app or by visiting compelledpodcast.com.
All right, we're back in here with my brother Delano, man. And this is the Bar Signature Questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests. And I'm not going to waste any time with you, brother. So the first Signature Bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
That's a good question. It's a mix. Mm. Some independent artists. One brother named David James, who's up, you know, in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love his music. Another guy named Leon Timbo, who's from...
I know Leon, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's from Jacksonville,
yeah.
If I'm correct. I love his music. I've been listening to a lot of Bizzle
okay.
for the last, you know, year or so. Mm-hmm. His song Poppin' is like my unofficial anthem. Right? I listen to that, it get me pumped up.
Now I'm gonna think of you every time I listen to it.
but also, you know, try to incorporate more hymns and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and music that's really stood the test of time, that's sort of rich in theology. So it's different things on different days. Some days it may be old school Fred Hammond or old school Kirk Franklin. And other days it may be, you know, newer stuff. But I'm pretty open.
Okay.
I mean, I grew up in a house with a dad who liked to watch westerns and
so oh, yeah.
I could sing Kenny Rogers if
right,
I had to.
Right, right. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, my dad loves westerns too, man.
Yeah. That's
Bonanza, Gunsmoke,
right.
You know,
right.
all of that, man.
Right.
Good deal. So the next Signature Bar question mm-hmm. is, what books are you reading?
Currently, I'm reading Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis.
Nice.
I'm not going to lie. Every time I get time to read it, I start to fall asleep. Not because the book is boring.
Right.
But it's because I tend to be tired at those times. So
I got you.
I could put some time, you know, to the side and read that. But the last book that I read cover to cover was actually Fault Lines by
okay.
Pastor Vody Bakum.
Yep.
And actually did a review of that book in The Federalist.
Yep, yep. I've seen that.
Yeah, it was a really good opportunity for me. So I thought it was a great book, well-researched. Yeah. I thought the tone was spot on. But one of the reasons I think so many people love Vody is because he is fearless.
Yep.
And and has mastered the art of earnestly contending for the faith and for truth.
Yeah.
While trying to be as generous and hospitable to those who with whom he disagrees, mm-hmm. particularly, you know, fellow believers in the faith. So, right. so that's the last book that I read cover to cover was okay. Fault Lines.
That's a good one. All right. Last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any? I mean, of course, Just Thinking. We're
of course. Yeah. So outside of Just Thinking, one of my favorite podcasts and another one that's really sort of shaped me is Relatable by Ali Beth Stuckey.
Yeah, man. Love Ali.
Yeah.
She's been on the show.
Yeah. So that that's before I even got to the Blaze.
Yeah.
I just love the way that she, again, addresses cultural issues, you know, from a biblical perspective.
Right.
And again, I mean, you can't ask for a more kind and winsome Christian.
Right.
And even she gets called a bigot.
Right, exactly. Which I'm like, how can you not like Ali? Like,
right.
That is unbelievable.
But the issue is that people hate what we have to say.
Oh, I know.
Right?
I know.
It's not necessarily how we say it, yeah. even though we should be mindful of how we say
sure.
things. But even if you try to butter it up and
yeah.
deliver it in the most, you know, gentle way possible,
mm-hmm.
people are still going to hate it. So.
That's true. So why not yeah. say it how you want to say it?
Exactly. Exactly. That's my motto.
That's awesome, bro. Well, listen, bro, I first appreciate you coming on, man.
Sure.
On the show. This is something I really wanted to make happen, and I'm grateful to God that we were able to make it happen. I always like to give my guests an opportunity to kind of close it out. Anything you want to share as far as, like, you know, words of encouragement, anything you want to share, like how to follow, where to find you and follow and all of that, you can do that right here.
Sure. So, you know, people can follow me. I tend to be most active on Twitter. So at Delano, D-E-L-A-N-O, Squires, S-Q-U-I-R-E-S, all one word. So at Delano Squires on Twitter. You can check me out twice a week on The Blaze. So Fearless with Jason Whitlock. I write twice a week and I appear on the show twice a week, typically Tuesdays and Fridays. And as it relates to a word of encouragement, I just want to encourage all the believers out there to continue to stand firm and bold in the faith. This last year and a half obviously has been rough for everyone,
mm-hmm.
you know, with COVID and people losing jobs and issues around the, you know, the vaccine and churches closing down. And for, at least from my perspective, you know, the fear that surrounded a lot of these things has spread even more quickly than the virus itself.
That is true.
And what I've learned is that fear is contagious, but so is courage.
Mm.
So I just encourage people to again, stand firm, to be bold. Everyone in this society believes in something. And so many people who we tend to give deference to, because we say I don't want to push my beliefs on them. They have no problem pushing their beliefs on you.
So true.
They have no problem pushing their beliefs on your children in school,
yep.
on you. They have no problems, you know, ratting you out to HR because, you know, you misgendered me or some other thing like that. So just continue to stand firm in the faith and continue to trust God. And amen. I mean, that's about as good a, you know, word of encouragement as I could give.
Amen. That's perfect, bro. That's perfect.
Sure.
And definitely speak to what we stand for.
Yeah.
Sure, man. So.
Yeah.
Again, appreciate you, man. To The Bar listeners, make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com. Subscribe to your favorite podcast. Also, pick you up some bar gear. Go to thebargear.com. Also, check out the whole network at thebar.network. Till next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.